Until then, we got to jump into our album review segment here on New Music Monday, and I'm joined by Rosie in the studio.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Rosie. So tell us about the album that you chose to review for us this week.
So I actually got to review Troy Sivan's new album, Something to Give Each Other.
And what'd you think?
It's so good. It's honestly I feel like I say this a lot, but also I'm really picky with like my music, and this is a no skip for me.
I agree on that one. This album was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. So tell me more.
So a lot of the songs on this new album have more of like an upbeat, like catchy feel. There's maybe like one or two songs that are like, they have like a similar vibe, but like they're so good.
Rosie's just speechless. She just thinks it's perfect. I love it. And of course, if you don't really know Troye Sivan, you might know him off of his very famous song called One of Your Girls that we have here on the station.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like a lot of people around our age might also know him because he had a really famous album when we were all around middle school called Blue Neighborhood, and it was one of my most listened to albums in middle school. Like, so excited.
Is that the one with Youth on it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That song as a kid had me in a chokehold.
I love that. So what were some of your favorite songs on the album, since you said it was no skips?
Oh, yeah. Some of my favorite songs, I really liked What's the Time Where You Are? And also Got Me Started. Like, that one is so good.
I remember Logan talking about Got Me Started as well.
Yeah, they got this crazy sample for this one, which the people who they sampled it from, I heard they never allowed anybody to sample it before Troye Sivan. So
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and you'll know it when it plays. It's a pretty popular, like, beat.
For our album review this week by Rosie. Rosie, any more final thoughts about the album?
Yeah, this song Got Me Started is just, it's so catchy, and and when you look at the music video, he just does like this dance that is so, it got so popular that they like parodied it on SNL.
Really?
Yeah, it was so funny. They had Boy Genius Bowen Yang like dressed up as Troye Sivan, like doing the dance and everything.
I love SNL. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Any other standout moments for you?
I mean, I can't pronounce the name, but he has this one collab with a Spanish artist, and I just didn't expect, like, it's an unexpected collab. You get to do, like, a half Spanish song, half English song, but also Troye Sivan's Australian, so it's like,
it's
just so interesting.
That's awesome, kind of like a surprise little twist for him that maybe you wouldn't expect.
For sure.
Love that. Well, if you want to read the full album review, head over to our website, WZND.com, and you can read the full thing there.